Welcome to the Double R Show, the podcast that features everything about North Lincoln County. The Double R Show, directed and produced by Paul Robertson and hosted by the voice of Lincoln City, Roger Robertson.
Mayor Susan Waukee of Lincoln City is our guest on the podcast. And Mayor Waukee, it is interesting to note that you've got a couple of openings on the city council. Let's talk about that first off, and what is going to happen to try to fill those slots?
We have a councilor opening in Ward 1 and also in Ward 2. So if you live in the northern two-thirds of the city and have been a resident for 6 months or more, and a registered voter, you're eligible to run for election. We decided to wait until November to have these positions on the ballot. In order to have an earlier election, it would have cost the city $10,000, and we didn't think that was a wise use of taxpayers' money.
Having two open slots on the city council does make it rather difficult for carrying forth of information, right?
A little bit. We still have another counselor who represents each of those wards, and I think we're doing a good job of getting information out.
Speaking of getting information out, I wanted to get you to talk a little bit as well about openings on various boards and committees that are available for the citizenry.
Yes, we actually accept applications for boards and committees at any time. The application is available on the city's website, and you can fill that out and turn it into the city recorder at any time. That way, your application is ready when we have an opening.
Why Mayor Susan Waukee? I should have asked that in the beginning. Why did you want to run for mayor to begin with?
Because I felt that I was the most qualified person for the job.
And those qualifications include?
I actually worked for the city for 3 years, and I've been a resident of North Lincoln County for 31 years now. I have been aware of what's going on in the city for a long time.
You also have got some ties into other activities within the community, do you not?
Yes, a few. I'm secretary of our local Kiwanis Club. I am a board member of Business for Excellence in Youth. We have the Stuff Up Bus and Backpacks for Kids programs. I am president of our local branch of American Association of University Women. I'm on the Lincoln County Foundation, which manages scholarship money for many scholarships in Lincoln County.
Some may say, Susan, are you nuts?
Yes, I hear that a lot. I'm busy.
Enjoy it, though.
Yes, I love it.
What gives you the most joy in your job?
Oh, my. Helping people find solutions to their problems. I don't always have the answer, but I can usually find the person who has the answer and direct people to the people they need to talk to.
Now, by city charter, the council directs the city manager and the city attorney?
The city council hires city manager, city attorney, and the municipal judge. The city manager hires all other personnel.
So your position and the council's position is, in fact, direct the council, but it's more in the getting of the, what am I trying to say, policy?
Yes, we set policy and the staff implements it.
Well?
I believe so.
Right now, what is the biggest challenge that you see the city's facing?
Funding. I think that our city staff right now is doing a good job of looking for grants and money from other sources other than the local taxpayers, and we are going after whatever we can.
How big is the budget for the city? Pretty good chunk of change.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, I could have told you that, but off the top of my head right now, I can't remember.
But you've got a new budget that you're in right now, correct?
Yes, we just adopted the budget a couple of weeks ago.
Any big differences in that budget over a year ago?
Not really, except that we did increase the transient room tax effective July 1st, and we will start seeing that money in November. The money that we could allocate to things other than tourism and tourism-related facilities, we are funding a new narcotics detective in the police department.
That is really an interesting position. What is bringing this about?
The drug crisis, especially fentanyl in Lincoln County, we've been urged by circuit court judge to fund a narcotics team, and Lincoln City is trying to do their part.
Any items coming out of the budget that you're disappointed that you didn't get, that you wished you would have gotten?
I think it's a good budget.
And you're satisfied with the implementation of it, and it's off and running for another year?
Yes, it is.
As you look around the city, what kind of goals do you see that need to be addressed?
We need to get our sidewalks gaps connected, and we have received some state ODOT money to put in sidewalk from Taco Bell to Holmes Road, and that will be a big help for pedestrian safety.
And don't forget about Holmes Road sidewalks and burying
and lighting
and lighting and burying power lines.
Yes.
My own personal bias. Thank you very much, Mayor Susan Waukee. We'll continue in just a moment.
Northwest Septic Service is your one-stop shop for all your septic needs.
Northwest Septic Service offers pumping, maintenance, repair, and inspections with one call, 541-994-6977.
Buying or selling a home? Northwest Septic Service can inspect your sewer line or an entire septic system.
Old or failing septic system? Northwest Septic Service can rejuvenate most drain fields, saving you thousands of dollars. 541-994-6977.
Serving Lincoln, Tillamook, and Yamhill counties, Northwest Septic Service.
I'm Adina Zeller. Zeller's is now in two North Lincoln County locations. The original Zeller's in Rose Lodge, and now Zeller's in Lincoln City, formerly Maxwell's. Zeller's with great family food and kickin' fun, like our line dancing. Just wait until you try our homemade clam chowder.
Continuing with our podcast, next we're going to have an opportunity to talk with the city manager of the city of Lincoln City, Daphne LaGarza. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Now, you've been in Lincoln City for about a little better than a year, right?
That's correct.
What do you see that has happened already in that year that you're saying, boy, I like what's going on?
Ooh, that's a good question. One thing that I've seen that I really just appreciate is just the community involvement. The passion the folks here, the residents have for the community, that's been impressive.
You come from Las Vegas. You probably did not experience that a whole lot.
It was more isolated in Las Vegas. It wasn't such a comprehensive, Las Vegas is large mm-hmm. in comparison to Lincoln City. So there were pockets of it that you would see here and there. But what's nice is just more of a comprehensiveness that you see here in Lincoln City. So it was different.
You have a new budget. It's a new budget year. Goals, aspirations, dreams, what's happening there?
So you may have heard the council has established some council priority vision, strategic vision. So right now, as far as I'm concerned, that's our goals. And the next step is for city staff to move forward with an implementation plan, if you will, and putting together a plan for implementation to see that visioning come to fruition.
Some of those goals are what, Daphne?
So some of the goals include emergency preparedness, and they're in no particular order. There's six of them. In no particular order, emergency preparedness, housing, financial health, if you will, of the city overall, infrastructure. The other two, environment is another one. And again, these are broad. And economic development. Those are the six. And the council established some milestones also, and then we just need to put some more meat on that with a strategic plan. that we'll be accomplishing this year.
I want to look around town and you talk about housing being one of the goals. All the housing's going up. It seems like we already have a fulfillment.
Oh, no. We have a long ways to go. And again, it's one of the council's strategic priorities. And we're going to be putting some meat to those priorities and how we want to move forward as a city.
Employee-wise, are we full at all positions? Are you looking for employees in positions? What's going on there?
It's a constant process, if you will, to keep the city fully staffed and have all the personnel resources we need to provide the services that we provide to the level we provide it. So it's just a constant. There's going to be retirements. There's going to be people that move forward in their lives outside of Lincoln City, and it's just a constant.
What gives you the most joy in being city manager for the city of Lincoln City?
Honestly, it's I'm a public servant at heart. It's serving the community. It's assisting staff with getting things done. It's removing obstacles. It's moving forward progress, honestly.
Your background, we mentioned the fact that you come out of Las Vegas, but your background is a whole lot more varied than just saying that you lived in Las Vegas.
My career in Las Vegas entailed 26 plus years working as a public servant in local government. And after that, I spent my career in two large departments, public works and operations and maintenance. So a vast experience of public government, having experienced a lot of different roles at the city of Las Vegas. So really got a comprehensive understanding of local government. And after that, when I relocated to Oregon, I spent some time in state government, a quasi-state, semi-independent state agency. And that allowed me to get very familiar with Oregon. Over that tenure, I got very familiar with lots of parts of Oregon, the rules and the laws of Oregon, because they differ from Nevada. So that really was my introduction to government in Oregon. But I knew my heart lied with local government. So I knew that I was looking for an opportunity to get back into the local government realm.
As I look around town, some of the things that you're working on, Dee River comes to mind. Where's that process?
We are in the process of working with several state agencies. We're working with OPRD and we're working with DAS to establish an IGA and a lease for the Dee River property.
IGA is?
Intergovernmental Agreement. And so we're working on those two things and coordinating with two state departments. We meet weekly as far as progress goes so that we can keep things moving, because there's also some federal components. We're also working on an NPS permit, a National Parks Service permit. And so there's a lot of moving parts, and those things have to all be coordinated. So right now we're coordinating, again, with two governments, two state-level government agencies, and then also their legal folks as far as the agreements go. And we're making progress.
You have leased out the upstairs restaurant. Tell us about that.
We have. We've leased out the upstairs restaurant, and we've also leased out the bottom space here at City Hall to two nonprofit organizations. So both of those spaces have been leased. And what type of information are you looking for?
The restaurant is going to be used still for some education activities.
It has kind of a component, I guess, for lack of better explanation. There is going to be an educational component, there's going to be a catering component, and then there's going to be a restaurant service component. So we're excited to see how all that works out. It's a third-party vendor, if you will, that's providing those. No longer the city is providing those services. So yes, we're excited to see how that works out.
We're quickly running out of time. The thought keeps coming into my mind. What item does Daphne feel the most passionate about right now that needs to be accomplished right now?
Ooh, that's difficult, because a lot of the things I'm excited about are some of the long range planning items, because those are things that can perhaps be missed if someone doesn't start ball rolling and get things on course. So I really enjoy the day-to-day things, and those are things that happen right now in the present. But what I like to really try to be passionate about and think about is long-range things. The day-to-day stuff is exciting and fun because it's challenging, and there's always a new challenge every day, it seems like. And so that's fun, but the part that I really want to be excited about and try to maintain some excitement about, because it's not very exciting, is some of the long-range planning stuff that's so vital to our long-term future, long after I'm gone.
Daphne LaGarza, City Manager, City of Lincoln City, and we will continue right after this.
Mold, fire, biohazard, or water damage in Lincoln County? ServPro is your go-to solution. We specialize in fast, reliable restoration services. From fire damage to biohazard cleanup, we can handle it all for residential and commercial spaces. Call us today at 541-243-2946.
Talking with Andy Morgan, Kenny's IGA in the Bay Area of Lincoln City. And Andy, it is a busy summer.
Yeah, it's been a really good summer, I think, especially once the weather popped out.
A lot of people are coming into Kenny's buying sandwiches and the like and going on down to the beach.
The beach has been busy. The parking's been pretty full down in the south end of town here. And like I said, the weather's been good, so people have been out moving around. I think it's been a very active and the crowd has been nice. You know, the people have been on their best behavior. You know, and it goes year to year. You never really know. But this year it's been a really good, fun season so far.
One of the cornerstones of this store, and always has been the produce.
Produce is excellent, and Robert's doing a fantastic job down here. We're seeing a lot of sales growth due to, you know, the move we made, and people are finding what they want down here. And so, you know, that's positive for the business. But, you know, it makes us proud, too, to know that people are following us and what Robert's doing for us.
You are really the only grocery store in the Bay Area of Lincoln City, but also the only spirits store.
Yeah, that's true. There's Beachside Spirits inside the store here, and that's new to us about 5 years ago, I think. And people have found us, and they know where it's at, and the visitors know where, you know, to come back and find us.
I noticed that a lot of the nonprofits still stress Kenny's IGA, saving the grocery receipts.
Yeah, the grocery receipt program continues today. That's for the education and the churches in the area. The nonprofits can save their receipts, and they bring them in. And Jen, our wonderful office manager, she takes care of all that for us.
There's a lot of people that come to Kenny's because it is, again, that home-owned, home-operated, fourth, fifth generation?
Boy, let me think. We have Grandpa Kenny and my grandma out on the wall here, for those of you that haven't come down and seen, we put some fantastic historical photos out on the wall. And so they were the first. They came down in 38, I believe. Grandpa came down and then started his own in 41. And Mom and Dad and my wife and I, the kids. And then, yeah, we've got the fifth generation has grown up behind the counter down here.
That doesn't happen very often in many stores.
I don't suppose it does. I think at least, yeah, three generations of us have literally grown up as small children in the building. So it's pretty cool.
Remember, it is the one, the only Kenny's. Kenny's IGA. One of the busiest ladies and busiest places in Lincoln City that is no longer the busiest place in Lincoln City is the Lincoln City Cultural Center. With me is Nikki Price, Executive Director of the Lincoln City Cultural Center. And the reason I say it's the busiest place, you look out the window and my goodness, what's going on. But yet the activities inside have had to been curtailed.
That's right. So we had to close the Cultural Center for a period of about 5 weeks so that we could better accommodate the construction of the Cultural Plaza project. And it really has turned out to be one of the more public projects in town, I would say, because everyone's always passing by and seeing the changes as they go by on 101, back and forth and back and forth. And so our contractor, which is Cascade Civil Corp, they've had an audience, I think.
Has there been a lot of rubbernecking from the drivers going by that you see?
Oh, yeah. There's been that going on, and I see people walking by on the sidewalk and pointing and talking to each other, and it's been fun. It's fun to watch the people's reaction to what's going on here.
Excited?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Plaza Project is just going to transform every corner of the outdoor space here, and nothing is going to look the same. We're going to have the public art pieces, the new parking, the new sidewalks, the landscaping. It's just, it's going to be hard to remember what it was like before, I think, once it's done. I think it's been one of those projects where you need to look at pictures to remember.
Is there a part of the project that Nikki Price says, oh, that's going to be the centerpiece?
Let's see. The poetry path, I think, is the one that people are going to really remember, because it's so long. It's a path that goes all the way around the center. So it's 480 feet long and 10 feet wide. And we're planning this aggregate mix that will be in waves. And so we've all spent time. I mean, we walk out there and look at the test panels and how much red, how much black, what's the percentage, what's the density, what's this, what's that. And then we're having these poetry workshops at the library. That's on the 11th and the 18th of July, where we want people to get together and help to write the poem. So when it's all done, it's going to be poetry that we wrote with a design that we were part of from the beginning. And I feel like that's a really exciting moment.
Sounds like an old 50-song poetry in motion.
Yeah. It also reminds me of the quote from Back to the Future where McFly says, I am your density. And I just want to say that every time we talk about the density. I am your density. But nobody gets it. Just me.
Just you. Now, we talked a little bit about what's taking transpiring outside. Now, you've closed the cultural center, but that's not to say that all of the activities have gone away for the summer.
Well, we have a few things that we have kind of farmed out to other places so that we could keep our commitments and also, you know, make sure that we continue to support the cultural life of Lincoln City. We had two concerts in July, and both of those got moved to the Newport Performing Arts Center. We've just been through Missoula Children's Theater, and that took place at the high school. And then we have these poetry workshops that are taking place at the library. So we're kind of leaning on all of our community partners to help us deliver the programs that we had originally scheduled.
You got something going on in the library as well, correct?
Right. The Art Kit program, which you may know, is a program that we started during pandemic to provide take-home art kits for kids. All those are available at the library now. So grandkids, if you want something fun for them to do at home, you can just pick up those packets at the library through the month of July.
Right now, if somebody's got a question about what is taking place here at the Cultural Center, you're closed, but how does you get the information?
Well, you can always feel free to give us a call. We're checking messages. We're in and out. You know, we haven't stopped working. And that number is 541-994-9994. We'll call you back as soon as we can. And, of course, we have a ton of information on the website, which is LincolnCityCulturalCenter.org.
Again, let's go back to what is taking place outside. Is it all subscribed to? You raised all the money you need? Where are you at financially?
We are in a really weird place financially. And if anyone has done a capital campaign in the midst of inflation, then you know what I'm talking about. We have a budget and we are almost there. But things continue to happen. Sometimes materials are more than we thought. Sometimes a design change has a reverberating effect. And so we are continually fundraising, and we really hope that at some point in October, the funds will be there to finish up the final pieces of the project. But we are really, really close. I mean, I would say 5%. We're like the last 5%. We're continually raising to make sure that that's there, to cover any contingencies and to get us on our way. So,
and again, there's been a lot of different fundraisers, including all of the pavers that are going to go down. That's all done now, right?
So we have closed those projects for the time being because we have to close them at some point so that we could get them ordered and installed. So between 2019 and May of this year, we sold 500 pavers. So thank you to Lincoln City and everybody else who bought one. That is amazing. And when I'm writing grants right now, and I can't tell you how proud I am to take that figure to funders and say, you want to know if the community's involved in this project? Here's 500 pavers that were bought one at a time from families and communities all over Lincoln County. So that's awesome. Then we also have sold out of our metal benches. We've sold about 6 of the concrete benches, and we are at about 10 sold trees. So all these are sponsored at a higher level, and we're really grateful for that community support as well. However, we had to stop so that we could order the plaques and get them installed and get them on board for the October opening.
And that was going to be my final question. When do we anticipate being ready to say, come on back in, humidity?
Well, we're going to reopen in August, on August 8th. And so at that point, the interior of the cultural center will reopen for business. Now, what the parking looks like at that moment, I can't say. But we are definitely going to reopen for yoga and ceramics and dance classes and everyday activities, as well as gallery shows and concerts and all those things. We'll be open for the Siletz Bay Music Festival at the end of August. And we are hoping that this closure that we're in right now will allow our contractors to make a lot of rapid progress so that we have a parking lot by that point. But if we don't, we're going to continue to program. So we'll be open in August. The grand opening for the whole plaza project, that is still a TBD because we have to wait to see how much progress they make and how far they can get. The contract says October, but we just don't know yet.
I just love being the sidewalk superintendent. Congratulations, Nikki, and congratulations to the community. This is gorgeous.
A sidewalk superintendent. That's awesome.
Nikki Price, Executive Director of the Lincoln City Cultural Center. And before we leave you on this podcast, let's take a look at some of the upcoming activities in and around the greater Lincoln City community. For instance, Lincoln City Parks and Rec and Zug Life Surf Shop are joining forces to present in the Nelscott Strip the summer concert series that kicks off every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Enjoy. The Lincoln City Post 97 of the American Legion meets every first Tuesday of each month, 12 noon, at Hilltop Family Dining. It is open to all veterans. We invite you and encourage you to attend and participate. One of the big events for the Oregon coast is a gala opening of the Siletz Bay Music Festival. That gets underway August 25. Don't miss an opportunity. Buy your tickets early because they do sell out. Some other activities, the Chinook Winds Casino Resort reminds you that the Righteous Brothers are coming to town. That'll be July 15th. Out at Beechcrest Brewing, we got a Sunday Jazz Festival. That's on July 16th. Help Kids, Backpack for Kids July Peanut Butter and Jelly Month is underway right now. Drop off all of those jars of peanut butter and jelly at your bank here in Lincoln City. And as we leave you, we wish a special happy birthday. Happy birthday greetings go to Mr. Ed Johan. Ed, as you remember, is a Lincoln City Councilman. He's a firefighter. He is a mountain climber, a Pearl Harbor survivor, and now Ed is 100 years young. Happy birthday, Ed Johan. And that will do to the doings on a Double R Show. Please remember to like, subscribe, and share so you and your family and friends around the world and across the street can enjoy the Double R Show. For Paul, I'm Roger. Have a happy day.
You've been listening to the Double R Show. Join Roger and Paul Robertson as they explore everything about North Lincoln County. The Double R Show, produced by Always Productions and hosted by Roger Robertson. Have a story? Email contact@alwaysproductions.com or call 458-201-3039. For the Double R Show, I'm Jana Grahn.